The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, my friends. And it's good to be here. And you know, probably one of the primary foundations of my life is the Dharma and Dharma practice. And it's certainly nice to be able to share it, but it's also very nice for me that I have this time to sit here in my meditation posture and to kind of tap into the Dharma, express the Dharma, live the Dharma in a way that is meaningful and connects me to what I, for me, is this foundation. And to be able to live close to this foundation through one's day, through one's years, is one of the great vehicles for a meaningful life, a peaceful life, a life that brings a lot of gladness, a lot of happiness. So each of you are here, whether it's the first time or you've been here since the beginning of the pandemic, are also here to, in a sense, tap into something within yourself that is valuable, something inside of yourself that can be a refuge or a support, a foundation that maybe you have some sense that it can bring you gladness, happiness, sense of satisfaction. And exactly what it is in relationship to what we do here is probably a little bit individual for each of you. But especially for those of you who've been here for a while now, I'm confident that you have something that it's valuable, important, that you tap into. And perhaps as we go through today, especially this meditation, that it is not the words that come from me that are important, but rather what you recognize in yourself that's important. So underneath your challenges, underneath your sadness, underneath your maybe resentments and hurts and pains and frustrations, anxieties, there is a foundation that's deeper, a foundation that is enacted to be known, that is not something we search for, but something that we live, something that we enact, that we practice, we engage in. And for people who spend too much time looking for a foundation, looking for something valuable, they miss the key thing that it's almost as if the answer is in the looking. If the looking, if the mindfulness, if the awareness is one of being available, being open, and valuing this capacity we have to know and to enact the knowing, enact the presence, the attention, the here-ness, here. So maybe this here-ness of your own can be a foundation. So to have a meditation posture, and one of the advantages of meditating for ongoingly is that maybe the posture you find starts becoming part of this enactment of attention, of awareness, of presence. And so maybe giving some care to your posture so it can be an enactment. It can be part of this engagement, bringing forth your your beings, your bodies, your heart's capacity for being present. And to lower your gaze. And even if you have your eyes closed already, it might be possible to lower your gaze as if you lower your gaze a little bit so the eyes can relax in their sockets. To recognize that the eyes do not have to work when we're meditating. And then gently closing the eyes. And then slowly and gently taking some fuller breath, in-breaths, maybe 3/4 full in a slow, gentle way. And then exhaling with a longer exhale than usual. When you come to the end of the exhale, maybe there's a way of relaxing that allows the exhale to continue. And letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, scan through your body to see if there's places you can relax. The face, the shoulders, chest, the belly. Maybe the hands and arms. But as you relax these parts of your body, see if that in that relaxation, in the softening, there might be a little bit more sensation, sensitivity, awareness, aliveness in those parts of your body. And one analogy for meditation is that the awareness that we enact, the awareness that we abide in, is a bit like the ocean, broad, deep, and all the emotions and feelings we have are like the dance of the waves on top of the ocean. Sadness and gladness. Happiness and unhappiness. Fear or confidence. Anger or love. They all have their place dancing on top of the surface. But rest in the depth, the fullness of your ocean. Rest in the depth in which things appear on the surface. Allow them to be there dancing on the surface without identifying or reacting to them or needing them to be different. But don't base yourself on the waves. Base yourself on the deeper embodied sense of presence, attention, awareness, mindfulness. Vast like an ocean. The ocean does not need to identify or be concerned with the shape and the character of the different waves on the surface. They come and they go. If you're sitting here with some concerns, especially concerns that have an emotional aspect to them, for these minutes, think of them as the waves on the top of the ocean. They're there because of the winds, but that you are not the waves. You're the vast, profound ocean. Vast, profound ocean of awareness, of attention, of presence, of embodiment, aliveness. Rest in that ocean and allow the waves to do what they do without denying them and without believing in them. as we come to the end of the sitting, whatever way you're feeling, whatever way you are, maybe for these last couple of minutes you're allowed to be that way. But in that allowance, in allowing and being available, and maybe at the same time, as you allow yourself to be as you are, you can allow for a greater sensitivity, greater awareness of others. With the eyes closed, it would just be bringing them to mind, but later today, maybe it's meeting people in person, or and to feel or sense or know people from the place of depths within, place of where we enact a sensitivity, an attentiveness, a receptivity, where we feel something different about others than our opinions and ideas and stories. The ability to be mindful of oneself. Gives us also the ability to be mindful of others. For the humanity of others, for the ways that others suffer and are happy, challenged and successful. May it be that our capacity to feel and know and enact mindfulness allows us to have deeper, richer respect and care, even reverence for others. May we live offering our attentiveness, our care to others. May the expression of this practice in the world be wishing for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may our life contribute to that possibility. Thank you.